What happens when you realize your paycheck alone won't secure your family's future? That's the question Kimberly Palmer faced as a senior money editor at U.S. News & World Report. Despite her expertise in personal finance, she felt vulnerable, dependent on a single income stream in an increasingly unstable economy. Her solution wasn't dramatic. She didn't quit her job or take out loans. Instead, she started Palmer's Planners, selling financial organizers on Etsy during evenings and weekends. That modest side business eventually generated $10,000 annually, but the real payoff was psychological, freedom from the gnawing anxiety that one corporate restructuring could upend everything. Today, 36% of Americans participate in the gig economy, not because they're desperate, but because they're strategic. They recognize that true financial security no longer comes from loyalty to a single employer, but from building what Palmer calls the economy of you, a personalized portfolio of income streams that provides both stability and creative fulfillment. The most profitable side businesses aren't born from generic desires for extra cash. They emerge from specific life moments that create undeniable urgency. Chris Furin watched his father's Georgetown deli struggle financially for years. Rather than waiting for inevitable closure, Chris developed his cake decorating skills after hours. When the family business finally shuttered, Cakes by Chris Furin was already generating up to $3,600 weekly from specialty orders for high-profile clients. His motivation wasn't greed, it was preparation. Parenthood frequently triggers this entrepreneurial shift. Joe Kane, a retired NYPD captain, transformed casual tax help for fellow officers into Finest Financial Group after realizing he wanted flexibility for his children's school events. What began as a hobby now serves over 1,000 clients. Tara Gentile left her $28,000 Borders job after her daughter's birth, launching a coaching business that eventually earned $150,000 annually. The baby didn't just change her priorities, it clarified them. Career instability provides equally powerful motivation. Nicole Cromaldi Emmerich started Miss Career Girl as a creative outlet, waking at 5 a.m. to blog before work. When layoffs hit, she immediately pivoted to self-employment, hosting networking events and developing multiple revenue streams. Her side project became her safety net. Research confirms what these stories illustrate. Focusing on the why behind goals, family security, professional identity, creative expression, creates resilience when obstacles arise. What's driving your desire for additional income? That answer might determine whether your side venture thrives or fades when challenges appear. The best side businesses often hide in plain sight. Tara Huser earned $60 per overnight pet sitting for friends. Bina Kate Carr and Sudhansu Samal created the Can I Buy app after developing a simple program to teach their daughter about saving. Chris Hardy discovered he could earn nearly $10,000 annually doing cartoon voice recordings on Fiverr. None required dramatic reinvention, just attention to existing skills and opportunities. Day jobs frequently provide the foundation for lucrative side businesses. Maya Hake Merlin worked as an education nonprofit advisor when she noticed teachers drowning in information overload, leading her to launch organizational coaching company Brass Tacks. Field hockey coach Emily Beach invented the Dribble Draw training stick while planning a youth camp, eventually selling her patented sticks for $40 each. Their day jobs weren't obstacles, they were research laboratories. The most sustainable side ventures share five characteristics: low startup costs, scalability, compatibility with full-time work, utilization of unique skills, and genuine enjoyment. Website designers earn $30 hourly, marketing consultants command $50 hourly, while financial services providers earn 60 plus. Smart entrepreneurs test ideas before fully committing. Australian hairdresser Kylie Ofifiu experimented with blogging and selling unused items before discovering her writing talent could generate income. Emily Beach's patent journey exemplifies smart spending. She negotiated her $10,000, $15,000 quote down to $8,000, essential for legitimacy but still substantial. Successful side giggers minimize expenses strategically. Platforms like Freelancer.com enable affordable outsourcing, while free tools, WordPress, Google Products, Evernote, replace expensive software. Smart protections include $200 yearly liability insurance for $1 million coverage and LLC formation. Etsy, Fiverr, and PayPal offer cost-effective alternatives to pricey e-commerce sites. The most successful prepare financially before launching. Jenny Blake saved aggressively at Google, cutting restaurant spending and subletting her condo. Todd Henry built 2 years of savings before pursuing accidental creative full-time. The Georgetown Cupcakes founders practiced extreme frugality, with one sister sleeping on the other's couch. Many reinvest earnings strategically. Sydney Owens, Three Ring Media, funds competitive skydiving while providing security. Small earnings compound dramatically. $200 monthly becomes $2,400 yearly, potentially reaching $200,000 after 30 years with proper investment. If your full-time job is a steady bond, your side venture is your stock, potentially creating financial security at any moment. Successful side giggers build communities that amplify their efforts. Maria Sokarashvila transformed a DC Moms mailing list into DCUrbanMom.com, monetizing through Google Ads until it replaced her IT salary. Emily Meithner founded NY Creative Interns using WordPress and Meetup.com, building momentum by interviewing professionals and facilitating sharing through pre-formatted tweets. Online communities provide invaluable support. Megan Moynihan Calloway collected clients through friends while learning from Chris Guillebeau's blog. James Mundia launched a soccer coaching business after following Ramit Sethi's blog, eventually becoming a college head coach. Palmer engaged actively, subscribing to newsletters, commenting on posts, and participating in Etsy forums. Excelling at both ventures requires creative time management. Jennifer Tates wakes at 5:30 a.m. to write for Yahoo Finance before her toddler rises. Martin Cody manages medical software sales and his wine business from home with separate computers, rising at 4:30 a.m. and scheduling wine calls after 5 p.m. Learning to say no is crucial. After her first book, Palmer accepted every promotional opportunity until an unpaid workshop where nobody bought a single book made her realize she was sacrificing family time without compensation. Time management isn't about doing more, it's about protecting what matters most. After building her side business offering financial workshops, Palmer experienced humiliating failure at a yoga studio. Despite weeks of preparation, she finished her material 45 minutes early in a 90-minute workshop. The studio owner publicly pointed out her failure in front of paying participants. Ben Popkin's career crisis came when he was unexpectedly laid off from Consumerist.com. His preparation through personal blogging and improv comedy immediately paid off. An editor contacted him about freelance work minutes after his announcement. What felt like disaster became the best thing that ever happened. Palmer's father pursued stand-up comedy in his 50s. Despite minimal audience response, he redirected energy toward writing and speaking in the film industry, where his comedy-enhanced stage skills proved valuable. Successful side giggers use setbacks strategically, seeking support from online communities, remembering successful people also fail, creating backup plans, discovering personal coping mechanisms, and simply persisting. Palmer bounced back by redesigning presentations to include more stories and practical strategies. Your worst professional moment might actually be redirecting you towards something better. The economy has fundamentally changed, yet we cling to employment models designed for a vanished era. Building the economy of you isn't about abandoning traditional work. It's about refusing to put all your professional eggs in one increasingly fragile basket. The side giggers in this book aren't superhuman. Their parents waking at 5 a.m., employees leveraging lunch breaks, professionals saying no to obligations that don't serve their goals. They've recognized that true security comes from diversified income streams reflecting their unique skills and values. This shift represents more than strategy. It's a cultural transformation where side ventures signal strategic thinking and reclaimed agency in an economy offering less loyalty than previous generations enjoyed. Your skills have value beyond your job description. Somewhere, someone needs exactly what you can offer. The economy of you is waiting. What will you create?